Voices in the Wind Audio Theater and the First Noel Productions present Hurry, Hurry, It's Almost Christmas, an audio play in four chapters, written, composed, and directed by George Czar.
John? John? John?
What?
Oh, look at you. You're taking a nap. And here I am being all noisy.
It's okay, Eve. I was up all night straightening up the Granville account for work.
Then you deserve a Saturday to stretch out on the easy chair and relax. Here, I'll give you my bunny slippers. Keep your feet nice and toasty.
Thanks, Eve.
And I'll throw the quilt on you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Just a little nap and...
All comfy cozy.
You're the best, Steve. You really...
Sleep tight, John. See you later.
He's in the living room?
Hey, Dad. Do you have the key to the left-hand drawer in the cabinet in the basement?
What? Key? Basement.
The key with the blue paint spot on it. The one for the left-hand drawer in the cabinet in the basement.
Just let me, I think I gave it to your sister? To Brooke.
Okay. Thanks, Dad. Nice bunny slippers. Dad, you said Brooke has the key, right?
Your sister, Brooke, yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, she's,
He's in here?
What?
Dad.
Brooke?
Chris says you told him that I have the key with
Brooke?
The blue paint spot on it. I don't have the key. And Magdalena wanted to get something from the left-hand drawer of the cabinet in the basement. So I gave the key to her.
So please get the key from your little sister and give it to your brother, okay?
Do you know where Anna Magdalena is, Dad?
Now, what does it look like I'm doing on this easy chair, Brooke?
Taking a nap.
I'm trying to, uh-huh. So do you think I would know where your little sister is?
No, Dad.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
Okay, Dad. I'll find Anna Magdalena. Sorry I woke you up.
It's okay, Brookie.
You look cute in Mom's bunny slippers. Bye.
Just a few minutes for a nap, kids. Please. What?
I'll tell everybody to be quiet so you can sleep, Dad.
Yes, you do that for your old dad. For your old sleep-deprived...
Dad!
What? Huh?
Here, Dad. Take this.
What is it, Anna Magdalena? Take what?
This key. Here.
Is this the key that everybody's looking for?
I don't know, Dad. I want my hands empty so I can hug Grandma and Grandpa.
Grandma and Grandpa? Where are they?
Mom says they're coming in a few minutes. Yay! Grandma and Grandpa are coming.
Dad, you had the key all the time.
Yay!
Chris!
Woohoo!
What?
I was looking all over the place and it was Dad who had the key.
I'm so
You're
excited.
Kidding.
Did you know Dad had the key?
I thought you
I
had the key.
When you think about that,
Dad
had the key all the time.
Dad had the key?
I was looking all over the place.
Kids,
was Dad had the key?
Your dad is trying to take a nap. Quiet down.
Eve, your parents are coming from Florida?
Yes. The taxi from the airport's pulling up. I asked Chris to tell you about their visit yesterday.
I had to go out, Mom. So I told Brooke to tell Dad.
I had homework. I asked Anna Magdalena to tell Dad.
Oh, Daddy.
What, Anna Magdalena?
Grandma and Grandpa are coming!
I cannot believe that Dad had the key.
Kids, what's going on? Your dad's trying to take a nap.
Dad had the key all this time.
Hello, everybody.
Grandma, yay!
Can somebody take my coat?
I'll take it, Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa. How was your flight?
Smooth as glass, Chris.
Dad, Mom, come in. Warm up.
Did you see what I did with my...
Your coat? You gave it to me, Grandma.
Oh.
We waited to eat till you got here. Kids, please go to the kitchen and bring in the lunch.
Okay, Mom.
Come on with us, Grandma.
Have you seen my coat?
Chris hung it up, Grandma.
So where's Jimmy? He couldn't come to the door and say hello to me and your mother?
Dad, you know John doesn't like it when you call him Jimmy.
He looked like a Jimmy the day you brought him home with you. He still does.
Oh, Dad.